TR mobile.
N0 TR, W4NGU.
Give up. Good evening, Phil. Enjoyed them little text messages. My daughter had that one other one about the mobile, and I sent that to Gary, and he thought that was pretty cute, too. Took me a while, you know, for it to sink in my head.
I think that last one I sent you with the lady talking to Siri, I think that's the best one I've seen.
Well, we can always hope anyways. Wow, we're just down here by Bowen's Meatpacking Company on 14. I'm telling you, that kutsu is the most amazing thing. We never had that in Kansas.
King plant.
Well, it's Bowen's meatpacking plant there on Highway 14.
In Kansas import it all?
I remember back in the old days, let me turn that radio down, they imported multi-floral rows, and they planted that all along I-44, and it was just about as smart as planting kutsu.
Well, it must be profitable. We've got a family in our church that their second generation meat packing plant in Spartanburg, and it looks like they live in a 10,000 foot home. I don't know how big it is, but people ride by and take pictures of it.
This is kind of a family thing. They used to take care of deer when guys would take them down there, but they don't do that anymore. I suppose regulations prohibit it. But it's sort of like a little family-run meatpacking place right across from a substation. That substation way out here actually feeds our house. And, I don't know. We go down there once in a while, but not very often, for frog legs.
Legs. I didn't know you could sell meat unless it had been FDA stamped.
A bunch of these suckers come from Vietnam or China. Vietnam, he says. Yeah, I don't think about it. Vietnam is not one of my favorite countries.
I'm not a hunter, but I've got a lot of friends that are, and it's getting kind of hard to find places to process your deer. It's gone up to about $85 and more. And, of course, you have to get your own deer back. That's the way they get around having it stamped. You can't sell it. You can't shoot a deer and take it and have it processed and let them sell it or sell it yourself. But you can have your own deer back. But it's, I don't know why they just don't keep going up on price, but people keep going out of the business.
Phil, I always had this kind of Tom's rule. And Tom's rule was that if you're going to shoot it, you're going to eat it. And I just don't care for deer, and I've had 100 people tell me different ways to cooking it and all this. And our minister right next to our house back home in Kansas, he said, I'll bring you some tenderloins, Tom, and you'll just love those. And he told Bernice how to make them, and still tasted like liver to me, and I don't like liver. My dad, he'd eat liver and onions, and I'd about leave the house. I don't care for it, and I'm glad people enjoy it. But in my heart, if I'm going to harvest something, I'm going to eat it.
I said that the other day to somebody. I forget who you were talking to. Well, if I was a hunter, I would eat what a shot. But the guys I know have done it for so many years, and the only thrill they get is a great big one, and they'll let even average-sized ones go by, which I applaud, you know, let them grow, and certainly don't get any of the little bitty ones, but I do like deer. I don't like it but one way, in the crock pot with cream of mushroom soup, and that takes the gaminess out of it and makes it nice and tender, and you can put it over rice or whatever you want to do. So it's just whatever you like.
I still get a thrill out of seeing them. There was one up in the backyard there in my neighbor's yard last night. They suppose they don't come over in my garden, I'd have to throw a firecracker out the window to kind of scare them off. But I don't want to do that because my neighbor's wife likes to see that doe. She'll go out on the back porch there on the deck and talk to it. Kind of like people do their dogs, you know. And yeah, it's kind of cute to see there. But he got awful close to my rope on my 160-millimeter antenna. And I was getting a little concerned. If he started chewing on that, it was going to be firecracker, you know, time. But he didn't, or she didn't, and she went back. But we had a great big one back there last year, and the game warden said that it ran across the road on 101 and got killed. And that was a shame because, boy, it was a trophy for down here. Back in Kansas, we had deer that would field dress, you know, like 250 pounds, and they were huge back there, some of them. Not all of them by any means, but my buddy, he shot one that was 29 points, Phil.
Kansas is quite some place. I hear they have tornadoes so strong they pick up houses and land them on witches.
Well, I don't know about that, but as far as I'm concerned, we left Toto and Dorothy a long time ago, about 12 years ago, and I don't care to ever visit with her again. Well, the kids are coming down from Michigan on, Friday, and staying over till Tuesday, so we're looking forward to that. Oh, nothing messy else on the agenda. Doctor's appointment today. Had an MRI, and I think it come out all right, but I can't quite figure out what my chart said. But other than that, about the only thing is we went and got some hearing aid batteries for Bernice.
Today, I went to work and then went to see Daddy at the nursing home, just left there. He's just not doing well. And I'm missing orchestra practice tonight due to staying with him, but you just can't do everything. And I told him when I joined there'd be times until my dad got better or worse that I'd have to take care of him, and he said, fine. But I don't get paid anything, so they can't cut my pay, Tom.
9 years, Phil. Well, where do they perform at? Someday maybe Bernice and I can come over and hear you all play.
Well, it's every Sunday morning. You can see it on the internet. But a couple of weeks ago, we had a military appreciation day, you know, with the 4th, and played a concert on a Sunday afternoon. And then we have a big bash at Christmas. So you'll have to come to one of those. But this is the smallest orchestra I've participated in. We probably don't have 12, 15 people. And but we make a pretty good sound for that smaller group.
I used to play in a brass quintet for a while, and a woodwind quintet. And, I think we had a clarinet, an oboe, and a horn. I forget now, but it was just wonderful and difficult. I liked that. And then a brass quintet. I played in that for a while. But I see they're having a couple of good concerts. One of them's at Furman, and one of them's at the Peace Center, I think. And it's a Pops concert coming up here, in the next week. That one at Furman, I sent that to Amy. And what was them books that they liked? And they dressed up like those characters out of that book, Bernie. Oh, gosh, I forget. It was real famous not long ago for the kids. And had the wizards in it and all that stuff. And they're going to... Harry Potter. And I think Lockhart, I can't remember his first name. And that rang a bell. Lockhart was, the New York Symphony or one of the big symphony directors. And he's going to be one of the directors of one of those two.
Yeah, Furman has that Concert by the Lake series. I hadn't been in many years. I used to go a couple times with a date. back in the day, and I always wanted to play in it. I never did, but I don't think you have to be associated with Furman. I think if you sign up with them and they approve it, you can go play. Man, I'm doing the speed limit plus a little bit on 85 northbound at exit 69, and a guy just passed me standing still. He had to be doing 90, at least.
But every time we go to the podiatrist over at Anderson, I seen a Range Rover. He almost killed a bunch of us one day. He did that, and then swerved in front of us and went into the next lane, and then his Range Rover, a brand new one, looked like, started rocking back and forth. It was so out of control, and he finally got it under control, and it just scared the dickens out of me. And there wasn't, he switched over three lanes, and there wasn't a car link between any one of the lanes, and his, he built up so much energy, he couldn't get slowed down, and almost hit the car in front of him, and that would have just been a bloody mess. Man, I don't like being on that highway. I don't understand it. They're just like there's no tomorrow. And supposedly they've been kind of checking up on that lately, and I hope to catch some of them, but there just isn't enough police officers out there on the road. That's what it boils down to. Stop and think about how many times you ever seen a police officer around here. I seen one Greer policeman a while ago coming up 14, and that's very rare. And I know they're doing their job, but it's just, you know, they can't cover everything, and neither can the sheriff's department.
Well, about once a year, I get mad enough to call the police on some of them. They, not usually on a vehicle, unless it's just absolutely off the top, but there's a bunch of guys that get on ninja bikes and get up, zip up and down 85 at about 90 to 100 and in and out of traffic and shoot across the, I start to say, the bow of your car and just about take off the paint, you know, and scare you to death. And I have called about some of those and say, you know, if you'll be up at mile marker so-and-so, they're headed that way. I try to give them some direction. I don't know if they've ever caught them, but it's done me some good to call it in.
Phil, but good for you. But we followed a drunk out of Coles on Wade Hampton one night, and he turned up 101 towards our place, and I called 911, and he was just completely out of control, running from one lane to the other, and it was nighttime. And where that old mill is down south of us there, he knew I was behind him, and I had flicked my lights at him a couple of times. I thought maybe he'd stop or something, and he did, right in the middle of the road. Well, I wasn't going to approach him. He might have had a gun, but I was talking to the sheriff's department the whole time, and that dispatcher couldn't figure out where we were, and I was reading off the streets to her. And he finally pulled in the church just north of us up here at O'Neill, and he pulled in there and stopped. Well, again, I was going to pull in behind him and stop, and so I went up the road and turned around and come back, tailing, and when I come back, he was gone. And never did see a sheriff's officer come out, and we followed him all that way from Wade Hampton.
They're stretched thin. They get over my way on that highway when there's a wreck pretty quickly if there are injuries. But if they're not injuries, you might easily wait an hour. But they could come up there and catch them all day and night, especially on Saturday nights. Man, that is a drag strip. And even some of the cops, I know they're on official call and they got their lights on and everything, but they are going too fast. I mean, far exceeding 100. And if somebody pulled out, they'd kill them. And they did kill an old lady a few years ago that she pulled out, and they just went any way to avoid it. And I put something on Facebook about how fast they go, sometimes without blue lights on. And, man, you wouldn't believe the heat I caught. Well, you just wait. You need a cop. You'll wish they came. And how do you know how fast they're going? Did you have a radar gun in your hand? I mean, they just gave me down the road. I finally took down the post. I was just saying, you know, these cops, especially when they don't have the blue light on, don't need to be going 130. And, but man, I made some people mad.
Mr. Angel, it's you. Well, that's against the law. They can't do that legally themselves. Yeah, they come down this hill over here like that. There was one on the news tonight, if you watch the Fox News, that T-boned a pickup truck someplace up there. The guy was driving the truck was 61 years old, and he just decimated that truck. Now, I don't know if there was running red lights and siren or not. Sometimes in these cars, like the Avalon, it's pretty hard to hear. I always, well, Bernice can tell you, I always drop the windows down if I think I hear a siren, so I can figure out which way the Doppler effect's coming, if he's coming at us or going away. And it's scary, but I've never lived anywhere but what they had to have red lights and siren to be going that fast. That's just wrong. It really is. Well, Phil, we're at home sitting here in the driveway here for about 5 minutes watching the girls, and I got... What's that thermostat say? I can't read it over there. And I don't have one in the truck. It's turned over 53,000 miles on this truck. Boy, it's getting old. it's about like new, I think. The kids will be home. I'll give them the truck to drive. Anyways, take care, Phil. Follow the star. W4NGU in 0TR73.
All right, Tom, good to talk with you. And if anybody listening, don't be offended. I think the police are our friends, the best friends we got, and I fully support our men and women in blue. So, Tom, good to talk with you, and we'll see you a little bit later. W4, never give up.
Here at TR, M4DJC.
Hi, Jerry. Just getting ready to discombobulate from the car. Trying to get the truck where it don't get rained on here under the carport because we just washed it.
Yeah, roger that. I just want to say, hey, I heard you and Bill talking and didn't want to interrupt, but hopefully we ain't got any rain yet, but there's some coming this way, so supposedly they say. We hope so. Well, I hope you have a good evening. Maybe talk to you a little bit maybe later. Just want to say hey to you. He's here at TRN4DJC.
Yeah, Jerry, did you get that email I sent you?
Tom, I did not. When you mentioned that to me the other day, I looked at all my filters and stuff, and I did not get it. I don't know why. I've been getting the other ones, and the text message is just fine, but I didn't get the email at all.
It was a good one, and it was on airplanes, and I knew you'd enjoy it. There was Airfax Journal, I think, and get on some of the subjects we talked on. Which one of those is not a good email for you? I think I got two in there, and I don't know how to get rid of one of them.
The easiest one to remember, Tom, is my call sign at outlook.com. That's a little easier to remember than the other one is. And that one goes, you know, that's a good email for me. I can get it. It'll pop up on screen for me on that. The other one's a little difficult for people to use sometimes, but it should work. But the Outlook one works fine. It's just my call sign at outlook.com. All one word.
QSL. I got that. I'll look at that when I get inside, Jerry. Bernice went in and start to sprinkle here. I'm glad we made it back. Because I get $15 for that car wash. Hi. Usually. Now, you'll think this I'm kidding you, but I'm not. Bernice likes to wash the vehicles. Now, I don't want her out there in that heat. So I went through this new car wash up here and showed her all the new psychedelic lights in there. It's worth $15 to see the lights in that place up here on Wade Hampton. That's where two fools met. But it does a pretty good job. It really does. And it keeps her from getting out there. I worry about her. She's a hard worker, I'll tell you for sure. We're going to pick raspberries, but if it's going to rain, we'll have to forget about that. We've got the tomatoes all picked. We're starting to get a bunch of tomatoes and cucumbers. But the raspberries are really faring good. Jerry, I got run down the hall, so I got to let you go, buddy, in 73. I'm glad you jumped in there. In 4DJC, in 0OTR, 73.
See you later, Tom. Have a good one. In Bernice, but in 4DJC, clear.
You know,
I just keep driving it. I've got another one at home. I need to put some tires on. It's got a lot less miles. And they're just darn reliable cars, just not the most beautiful or sporty thing.
That I'm driving a 2000 Ford Excursion with a 7.3 in it, so I picked it up about 2 years ago, and it only had 84,000 miles on it, so I've got a long ways to go. Starting to break up now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7.3. You have a good evening. Good to talk to you. 4 HKX, and I'll be clear on this end.
Roger, that must be the signal. You're still coming in good. Before I go, if you can hear me, do you have the 7.3 turbo or the IDT?
The turbo, direct injection.
Okay. All righty. We'll hear you later. Oh, you looked up the 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo Robert, and the Metropolis, Noberry. 291 way. We'll be clear.
KX, K and 4 VWA.
Hey, are you able to go over to White Oak? Call me over there.
Clear.
Yes, K and 4 VWA.
Okay, clear.